You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Love and Hip Hop After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Love and Hip Hop After Show.
Good cushion alcohol.
Hey.
I got some damn I could call.
He edited it.
I don't know what I would do without y'all.
I'm a ball
to the day I fall.
Yeah. Long as my bitches love me.
Yeah.
I love this song, I don't know why. But can you rap the intro first?
Yeah.
Like, yo, what up after buzzers?
Oh, you mean the whole intro?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are doing
another AfterBuzz TV episode for Love and Hip Hop New York. What was the episode called again?
DirecTV didn't want to give no
Direct
one the TV's damn episode.
Not giving it.
Rogue.
It was hot. You know me, your
it was
host.
Episode 9, though.
Episode 9. Your host, Mikey 3000 Watts.
Cha-cha.
We back in the building this week, and I don't have my stanky beanie on. Like they told me last week.
They said you had a stanky beanie.
Stanky beanie.
Oh, shoot.
Like, you could smell it through the TV screen?
Honey. Apparently.
But guess who's back?
I'll tell you one thing. It did not smell, people. It did not smell. I smell no stank out of that beanie.
Of course, it's me. Come on now. But we do have Nicolette Yana back.
What up, y'all?
And I said it right this time?
Yeah. Almost.
Almost.
We working hard there.
And Jesse Janity. DJ yo. Jesse Janity. And Mrs. Sheeta on Ray.
Yo, yo.
What up, girl?
Yeah, what up?
So beautiful today.
Oh, we're like the safari team.
Yeah, we're the safaris.
Got our camo and zebra.
We the Jean and Black team, you feel me?
Right, was this an all-out war? Y'all trying to...
Let's get it going.
So finally, the return. Olivia is back.
Yes, my girl.
Woo! She's back.
She's
and keeping
back.
It real.
Keeping it real.
And keeping it bitchy.
Stealing people music.
And stealing mother... Stealing people songs.
She trifling for that. She trifling.
Mm-mm, I can't wait to get into that conversation.
Me too.
But I loved how she read Rich Dollar. She said, yo, Shorty used you, yo. Mm. She used you. She got her New York swag on. She used you. And Rich was like, yeah, man, I know. I know she used me. I did not know they called Rich Dollars Unlimited. Mm-hmm. But I feel like his dollar game is limited. It's kind of weird. Did y'all pick that up? Dollars Unlimited?
I mean, you know.
Nobody had a comment.
Nobody had. It was like, that's not even relevant. But, you know, to me, this episode was going to teach the hoes of America, just because you sleep with somebody doesn't mean you got it like that.
You ain't going to get far, honey.
So, you know, keep your legs closed and your mind open.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Your mind's open.
I like that.
Keep your legs closed and your mind open.
Your mind open. Okay.
Olivia also... This show was the show of quotables. I have so many quotes that I kept from this show. Like, I'm just going off of these quotes. Olivia says, I didn't want the world to know my manager is such a douchebag. I mean, it's kind of hard. He's a douchebag just on his own. As soon as he got on the show, he was a douchebag.
Who, Rich Dollars?
Yeah.
Okay, here's my thing. I watched the episode today, and I kind of have a little soft spot in my heart for Rich Dollars. I feel like he's not a bad person. I feel like he's a cool guy. Like,
really?
I think he's a little slow.
Even after the naked pictures.
Oh my God, can we please just get... Because that's why I was laughing a little bit earlier. We just need to address this. Rich Dollars leaked out some nude photos. He's saying it's not his.
He had... Me and Rich Dollars had the same size penis when I was 6. And I'm 26 now, so y'all do the math.
I was like, where are you going to go with that?
Right. I was like, because that thing was nothing
right.
but a miracle to him.
If I was him, I would be like, yeah, that's not me. That's Photoshop. Ain't no one Photoshopping
but
that ugly little grin underneath.
Yeah, you cannot hide that face of yours, honey. So let's just be real, okay? Those wrinkles are right in the right spot, okay?
And he took Manscaped to a whole new level.
I know,
like, he dug up all the grass. He was like,
mowed all that lawn. Picked up a couple leaves. You know,
some people like it that way. Some people like
but
it.
Yeah, okay. It's clean.
Wait,
it's clean.
Going
right?
back to it, going back to Rich Dollars, other than that little fiasco, which I do think, again, why I think he's a little slow, he probably was sent that picture to some girl thinking like she wasn't going to do nothing with it. And clearly she did. You don't think that...
Who wouldn't want to do something with it? That's just hysterical.
No, that's what I'm saying. I really think
so
he's
why would he
slow.
Send that to somebody?
I
he's
really
dumb.
Do.
Yes,
but
and
dumb. That's the genuine part in him that I like.
Either way,
I
it was just nasty. Just nasty.
I don't get genuine from that
y'all need
at
to stop
all.
You don't get genuine from Rich Dollars?
I don't get no genuine from Rich Dollars from sending no pics.
You get genuine from Rich Dollars.
Yeah, I don't really see him as... I don't think he's a skeezball. I don't think he's an asshole.
Honey, like I said, judges,
why?
Let's go around.
No, but no.
You get genuine
don't just
from
say
Rich
yes,
Dollars
no.
a Sheeta.
Why? Why don't you see that?
Genuine. A genuine person.
Sometimes.
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 I can agree with something.
Why don't you see him as a what do you see him as? Like
you want to know why
a
I don't see him as a genuine person?
If you bring up the penis.
No, honey. That's not what's on my mind. That was the
no, that penis
thing.
Was genuine.
No, that
it was just small.
Was too genuine because it was too real. Because it was too whack, all right? So that's all the last thing on my
so
mind.
Why do you,
so let me
why,
tell you
why is he a douche?
Okay. No, not genuine. Don't get it twisted, okay? I think that he is not genuine because you see how wishy-washy he is in any sort of type of relationship whatsoever. Doesn't know the right thing to say. Doesn't know how to handle a situation. How are you about to handle situations and be genuine at the same time? You obviously aren't doing the right things because you aren't being genuine. You're being wishy-washy and trying to come up with some certain ways to win people over or do something.
Yeah, he's genuinely...
No, it's not genuine.
He genuinely likes Erica.
It's
very clear that...
Well, he's not genuine enough to man up to it to say, I do like you and I do want to be with you. No, he's trying to be hard, so he is not genuine.
Yeah, how the heck is he going to do that when everyone is telling him, dude, she's clearly using you, so now he just feels stupid.
Yeah, he as he should.
So wait, maybe genuinely like, oh, yep, I'm an idiot right here. Like, yes, I just allowed that girl to use me and squeeze me out for everything.
Well, let's disagree to agree. He's a genuine like douchebag. How about that? That's the both worlds. Genuine douchebag.
It might come for you.
Women in high heels in high places.
Oh, we gotta be this. Careful what we say about Rashida, because her fans.
Oh, I don't give a damn. I say what the hell
they
I
sour?
Want. Women in high heels in high places. Great idea.
Oh, we won't go on about her hair this time. We already know what it
Why
is.
Why not? Everyone else on the show does.
I know, right?
Apparently.
Everybody just loves McDonald's around her. I'm asking next time, can you give me some fries for free?
Rocky says, you know, she the Hamburglar. She just be running up with your credit cards, snatching your credit cards.
So Jen, Rashida, and Tahiri have a little meeting. Odd couple, odd pairing, but it was a hate Rocky session,
and it was an awkward session.
It was a little awkward.
It was.
Yeah, I don't understand the hate for Rocky because I kind of like Rocky's character.
Oh, I do not.
What?
Nope.
I'll agree with you on that.
I've started to like be acceptable with L'Oreal, but Rocky, no. Rocky is just. I can't. Okay, the whole situation with Jen. Okay, you keep bringing the race thing up, but you were also wrong with the Jen situation.
Mm-hmm.
With Tahiri, I mean, she tried to comfort Tahiri as well. I don't mm-hmm. really... That situation I could care less about. And then with Rashida, you going around talking about credit card fraud. Like, if she ain't in your life, if she ain't in your business, stop talking about her.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, that's life. I mean, people... If you are a public figure in whatever state or county you're in, which these women are, then people are going to talk about your business. It's just how the game works.
That's fine. But when it gets confronted, or if I don't like you because you was talking about me, I don't care if Erica Mena watches the show and does not like me off of what I say. I'm watching the show. I'm getting entertained. If I met her in person... And, you know, got to see that side of her, but I'm not. I'm watching this. So I can understand when Rocky is saying what she thinks she knows about Rashida, but at the end of the day, how... I don't even know what
at the end of the day, they don't make...
You know, because you was really coming up.
None of the women make their situations look any better. Tahiri, quote from Tahiri, she says, Jen, Rashida, and I are completely different women, but we all have one thing in common, and that's that we all hate Rocky. No, the one thing in common is y'all all opened your legs to be where you're at now, and this is why you're in that predicament.
So is that why you like Rocky? Because of that difference?
Oh, you were saying you don't like Rocky?
Why do I like Rocky? Yeah, I
don't
like
Rocky. You was making sense.
Yeah,
okay,
that's
I like Rocky because she doesn't hold her mouth back.
She doesn't hold anything back. She just don't get paid for it.
Okay.
So don't say don't close your legs. Those girls, yep, they all slept around with the same amount of damn people, but they are, I mean, Tahiri's doing
it. So are you saying it's okay if you get paid for it?
No, it's not okay, but I'm just saying, don't act like you're any better. Don't act like you're any better when you're doing the same thing.
And I totally get that feeling from Rocky when she's talking to somebody or just her aneurysms is like, I'm the shit. No, you really aren't. You're just trying to hide the fact that you really did probably sleep with so many other people, and now you're feeling guilty because now it's coming back at you. Mm-hmm. And now it's on TV, so now you're trying to be cute.
Right.
Get your life.
Mendici's the human feces. That's my dog.
We like Mendici's up here.
We do. We like. He's a little messy, though.
Oh, yeah.
Did he just get arrested?
Mm-hmm. I think he did.
Yeah.
Arrested? What? He got off his
He got off his trial, but did he just recently get arrested?
Didn't he get, like, for
a traffic ticket?
Yeah.
It could be. I don't know.
No, go ahead.
Well, he got off. We went over that last week, right?
Child molestation charges.
Yeah, child molestation.
No, it was something else.
Oh boy, if you done got something within a
week.
Yeah,
but go ahead.
Okay. Damn, already, dog?
Yeah.
Damn. Man, this is in Yandy. So Yandy goes over the meeting with Rashida last week on last week's episode. And Mendici's is just so classic. He says, I mean, we all got a pass. All I did was get my money and mess with females. Like, come on, bro.
No, really? I understand.
Get my money and mess with females.
That's his
exactly
past.
What he said.
But the way Yandy tried to come at him, she was like, I don't need to be going around places and women be bringing up your problem. Well, first of all, the problem was brought up because you said something to who? Winter? And then Winter went random mouth to Rashida. So Rashida didn't want there to be any like negative vibes there. Now, the way Rashida brought it up to Yandy, like, don't take this disrespectful. Well, and then, bitch, of course, what you said to her, she's going to take it disrespectfully.
Well, you could definitely tell their relationship is definitely new money. It's, by the way, he talks to Yandy. He's like, these are not my bitches. I can't control what these bitches are saying. Like, how do you speak that way to your woman?
He's New York.
Is that New York?
But you know what? I don't disagree the way he said it, though.
Right, he's saying, like, yes.
I mean, that's just real talk.
Oh, girl, you was tripping on when...
I understand.
How does Yandy speak to him the same exact way?
Right.
Because he really calling them bitches. You... And that's just because bitch, he just be like, bitch.
Yeah.
He calling them bitches. Like a
like
piece of meat.
Bitches.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, well, I just feel like you should not be talking to
bitches.
Your baby mother that
but
way.
But he got agitated because she kept running her mouth. And I understand it. It's like, I can't control them. I can't say, you know, okay, well, don't say this
he
about me.
He said these women.
No, he could have said these hoes because obviously that's what they were doing.
Or it could have been hoes.
I honestly have no problem with the word bitch or bitches,
yeah,
whatever.
Either, really.
No, but that wasn't the point of it. The point of it was.
But my significant other?
But that's
like
their
that.
Relationship. They can obviously he felt comfortable. And that wasn't even what she was bugging out about. She was bugging out that the girl said something.
Was talking to her.
And
right.
he clearly stated there was a time, which she obviously knows there was a time in his life when he was just making music and fucking bitches.
And he was being real. Well, okay, yeah, I give him that. He was being real.
He was being real.
He was being straight up.
He was being straight up.
This was a standout episode for Rich Dollar's mom. She really fed it to us.
She read him
and fed us to it.
And
fed it to him real.
And when your mom reads you, you know you in trouble.
Read him for filth.
Why did all the men on this show have been read by their mom? Because even Joe got read by his mom.
Because they're just a mess.
Ex-girlfriend.
And it takes a mom to get a man in check. It takes a woman to get a man in check sometimes. Rich says his mom gave him the unadulterated truth. And I totally agree. He says, I got to cut this record and I can't let it go to waste. That's fine. But his mom tells him, you want Olivia to do the record? No. You made an agreement. You made a pact. Basically, what you need to do is give the record to Erica because she's wild and people look at her like a cartoon.
Another quote. Oh, wait. Rich's mom was reading the hell out of Erica. And it wasn't like, it was like kind of that old school reading. She says, Erica's wild and people look at her like a cartoon. First of all, that's a diss in itself. And then she says, and also, Olivia isn't limited like Erica is. Mm-hmm. Just let her have the record. I mean, that says a lot about talent and what she's picking up. And, you know, back then, back in her day, they didn't have auto-tune. Mm-hmm. If you couldn't sing, you couldn't sing, and you don't cut the record.
Right.
Now it's easier for anybody to want to be an artist. So, you know, I felt she was keeping it real, and I felt like she put Rich in his place. But then again, I feel like Rich is so stubborn, he's just not going to care at all.
Well, then the mother should manage Olivia's career because maybe she could bring it to a new plane.
I think so, too.
Well, you need to speak into the mic. You can't.
Sorry, I was just so in tune. It's like, yeah.
That career that's non-existent as well.
Well, I'm saying maybe.
And since we're keeping it real today, and since we are going to keep it real, Erica and Olivia, I don't feel like Olivia is that much bigger than Erica.
Whoa.
Wrong.
Hang on. Olivia has accomplished more, but do I feel she's bigger than Erica? No.
Bigger in what way? What are you calling big?
She's not more of a household name than Erica.
Erica has 80,000 followers on Twitter.
I'm gonna come to this side.
Olivia has like 300,000, which I know Twitter followers or whatever, but at the end of the day, Erica Mena is only famous from this. And none of us even knew she was in the Chris Brown video until today.
And that was cute. I'm going to give her that.
And she was cute for that. But, I mean, that was years ago. Chris Brown looked like he wasn't on drugs. Like, that was a whole different time, a different
year. I tried Erica.
I'm just saying, though. Like, Olivia has talent. She's worked with household names.
She has.
And she's been
and she sang that song.
Candy Shop, come on now. It takes in the world.
Right, and I mean, that's back in the day, and Olivia really ain't going to come up to nothing. But do you really see Erica Mena being the next J-Lo?
Hell no.
I mean, right. I don't see anybody being the next J-Lo.
She was sitting on that park bench. She was trying to give you, what was she trying to give?
Jenny from the block. She was Jenny from the corner.
Like crack from the block. Like, from the corner.
So.
She's a bet.
What about this list that Rich's mom came up with? And she said, it's not a hate list. It's a Richard save list.
Ooh, that was a good one. I want to meet her. She is funny.
Me too. I would really... That's something my dad would say to me. This is a Nicholas saved list. You know what I'm saying? Like, you need to save yourself before you go.
It really sounds like something my mom would do. Like, it's really crazy.
I liked her. And
right.
I do, too.
I feel like, see, that's another reason. I feel like Rich Dawes grew up with a good mom. Like, he's a good guy. I'm sticking with it.
I had to ask the fans because we've seen it happen more than once on this show. But, again, today, Rich compared J-Lo to, compared Erica to J-Lo. And I'm kind of getting tired of them comparing her to J-Lo because I don't...
I really do think he's worried.
He's
worried that if he does not mess with Erica, like, she's gonna blow up, and maybe she's in the same. He's drinking the same water you're drinking over there, talking about Erica got a huge fall. Like, no. After this show is done, what is Erica Mena gonna do?
Host club for Love and Hip Hop
for two bottles and $1,000.
Bottles.
I don't know what. She
and vocally,
do.
I mean.
Or she could just try to keep on doing what she's
doing.
But
J-Lo can dance. J-Lo got a little, you know, swag to her a little
bit. J-Lo is J-Lo, point blank.
But wait, I don't understand.
Sorry. No, you know what, though? Can't compare to J-Lo. Sorry.
We were watching Love & Hip Hop, right? And one of the girls in the room said, you know what, though? She can act. Erica Mena, here's what you need to do. Stop trying to do all the singing and try to become an actress. I mean, I could see you on, like, daytime soap.
I told her could do that.
I mean, there you go. She could see that. Make a wealthy career off it.
Well, we finally get the bigger picture of why Rich is really mad. I think we kind of understood it, but Rich wasn't getting... First of all, he didn't have a contract, which is horrible.
Mm-hmm.
But Rich wasn't getting paid off the event she scheduled for herself to host the club. He didn't get his 10 or 15%, whatever the hell it was.
Right. Yandy said to... Was it Erica or was it to Rich?
Which Yandy said it, that's wrong. Yeah. It's wrong.
Oh, she'd be pissed off, she said. Mm-hmm. Pissed off.
Right. And so, basically, Rich is at that point where he doesn't trust Erica. And he can't trust her. So he gives this record that we heard last week to Olivia, which I'm not going to lie, she sang it way better, unfortunately. In fact, can we pull up a little bit of
see Olivia's version.
Do you think? Do you think they did it on purpose?
Actually, yes. Let's play Erica's version.
I don't even think that's
going to... No, let's play Olivia's.
I don't think you're going to be able to find Olivia's.
I don't think
Olivia's.
They'll be able to find
that. What's the song called?
I really think... Right. What is it called? God. No, I mean, why don't we just ask all of her followers? What's so many of them?
I mean, you act like you got 300,000 followers over here, brother.
I'm on national television.
Better get your life.
No one's acting like that.
All I'm saying is, I feel like Olivia and Erica are on the same level. And whoever doesn't agree with me, damn you. But they really are. They're not Beyonce. They're not J-Lo.
But why you gotta go so high?
They're not even Miley Cyrus. You're going so high, though.
Nobody's J-Lo. Nobody's right. Beyonce. You're going so high.
But there are some Sierras and they are some Keisha. Yeah.
They ain't even Sierra.
Oh, don't even play.
Sierra. Olivia is Carrie Hilson. They're not even Carrie Hilson.
Oh. No.
Carrie Hilson is way above that. I would say Sierra, Carrie Hilson, Olivia.
I would say Sierra, Keisha Cole, Carrie Hilson.
Sierra. And Olivia in the same... level?
No one said the same level. We're doing tiers.
I see Olivia in the same level as like Keisha Cole and all them.
Keisha Cole can sing way better.
No, she can sing way better, but they're in the same like pool, I believe.
No, I feel like Keisha Cole might have a little
more. You're wrong.
Keisha Cole?
I don't know. All I'm saying is, don't hate on Keisha Cole.
She be singing her soul. All right.
Right. No, she does. But at the same time, Olivia sang the track better, but I also don't think that that track is actually a real track. I feel like Rich Dolls did that just to kind of...
But Eric Mena, where do we go from here?
I think Sierra and Olivia could be.
No way. No? Sierra was on VH1 Divas. Olivia is not ever going to touch that stage.
I think it's because of management. Yeah,
sure, might be.
I think it's because of management.
I know I'm going to get shitted on Twitter. Wait a minute. Sierra's got 3 million Twitter followers.
Yeah, but how is her album doing, though?
Sierra is a lot better than any Olivia album.
But that's because she ain't got no album. Does she have an album out? Is her management doing her? I think it's management. I think Olivia needs different management.
Sierra Body Party?
She does.
Body Party?
She does. Excuse me.
Goes in.
But you know, I want to ask the fans out there, what do you think? Is it wrong? Was it wrong for Rich Dollars to give away the record that he already promised Erica to Olivia? I mean,
if you didn't do all the paperwork, if you didn't do the paperwork that needed to be done, that kept asking you, do you want to go? It's like in school, do you want to go on the field trip? I didn't get the paper. You want to go on the field trip? Oh, well, it's Friday. We go on the field trip. You can't come.
Well, is there a difference when the relationship becomes personal and I'm getting it down and pounding you out in the bay?
Oh, pounding though.
Right, I'm not gonna say the F word.
Like,
but
okay, you know what? I'm listening to this song right now.
It's not that bad.
It's not that bad.
Can you turn it up just a tad bit?
I cannot really believe that she's really singing this because I see her as a totally different person. I don't see her as this R&B like singer. I see her as this ratchet, crazy. Well, you know what?
They told her back up 30 steps from the microphone.
Doesn't she sound far away? Like she's not on the mic?
I think it's just that it's
like
slow.
I couldn't listen to it like being like, yes, girl, you singing it. When really I'd be like listening to like, shut up, because you just crazy.
To be honest, though, I kind of like the record.
I like it, too.
But I don't think Olivia did it better.
And I think Olivia should have it. Please take it, girl, because I would love to listen to it when you sing it.
Y'all are so wrong for that.
Wrong for what? Dude, at the end of the day, you didn't do the paperwork. So, yeah.
First of all.
Then on top of it, I find out that you only messing with me just so I can get your career someplace.
Bang.
At the end of the day, then, yeah, bitch, I'm going to take the papers away from you, and you ain't going to be on the track. I'm going to give it to my artist who signed the paperwork, who ain't just using me for beats, clearly, because she's still messing with Rich Dollars. So, no, bye, Erica.
Bye. Bang. So then we get to this charity event, Women in High Heels and High Places, which I didn't see any women in high places in that.
I mean, like, maybe they were smoking, getting high.
There was nobody significant at this stupid party.
It's a non-profit.
Oh, what party? The party where they just...
Shut up. You know what? They're just doing charity work. Let's just give them a plus.
That's fine. It's a non-profit. That's fine.
It's a non-charity
She made me feel
event.
Bad for us. No, it is charity.
I mean, it's good for the non-profit. Yeah. Go ahead.
No. Oh, I'm not coming for charity. It's good to be a philanthropist.
Yes, none of us are coming for charity, please.
I'm not coming for that. I'm just saying, you call it Women in High Heels in High Places. There should be some significant women who've done things in American society.
Right. I'm not just gonna have a
not well, hoes.
Well, apparently
not ladies of the night, which is a nice way of putting
hey,
it.
At least she's giving some of her credit card scams to charity.
But Rocky shows up, and you know this was set up because
out of all the girls, you
all the girls,
the party,
one girl, Rocky.
Women in high places, we bring Rocky.
And I love how Rashida approaches Rocky. Can I speak to you for a second?
She's very grown.
Like, really, like, really soft spoken.
She was very mature.
But if I was Rocky, I'd be like, damn, can I get a drink first? Shit. Like, you know, I just walked up in the door. Can I get a drink?
She did have a drink.
They did have a drink.
Well, I didn't finish it.
You want to finish the drink? That drink?
Yeah, I want to finish my drink before you start coming at me. Let me process this drink in first so I can say what I got to say to you.
So,
I don't want to get mad and throw it on you either.
Rashida tells Rocky, you tarnished my name. You're coming out your mouth. You're saying all these things. But it's known fact and it's public knowledge that, yes, you are ratchet. You're crazy. You sliced the bouncer in the face with a blade. Your father is a known drug dealer, a huge drug dealer in New York City. These are known facts. I don't feel these are rumors, or I don't feel like it's talking ish about somebody.
Right, she said, tarnish your name. Girl, who's listening to Rocky 1 for her to be running around tarnishing your name? Yeah, she's probably talking trash. You could have said that, but tarnishing?
I feel like Rocky read her for Phil because she said, my fact checks on you have been nothing but suspect. And so, therefore, I'm going to say what I know. That's the real truth. Mm-hmm. I do think that Rocky should have toned it down a little bit. A little more ladylike. I mean...
You should have a credit card.
Oh, that was my favorite.
Well, that was Rocky that said that, right?
Yeah.
Rocky said you should have a credit card machine between your crack and your vagina. I mean, that's classic, wow. Classic television.
That is so messed up.
Damn, I was actually going to save that for the quotes of the day.
No, and actually, but we had to point that out because that is so messed up.
But talking about real, Rashida was like, and so what? You were at the same parties doing the same thing, but at least I got money for it. Let me come over to my side.
She didn't say that at first, though. She kind of messed up because she said, well, bitch, I'm sitting on something much more than something you could possibly fathom. Yeah, probably a dirty ass vagina. That's what you're sitting on. Like, she should have came back harder than that at first.
I have no comment.
I don't get it. Why I have no comment. Vagina?
Because she says your machine is between your crack and vagina, your credit card machine.
Okay.
And she says, well, I'm sitting on something much more than you could possibly fathom.
Oh.
You get it?
Yeah. Totally.
I don't make up the quotes. I take
I'm sorry. I just don't be talking, like, you know, like be credit cards and ass and vagina and
I mean,
trying to come
it,
up
that
with.
Was a, that was a good
I
read.
I mean, Rashida came read. Back, though. She said, you laying on your back and you come home with nothing. Let me show you how to get this paper.
Ooh, she really spoke it like a hoe.
Right. Like,
watch
yes.
Me.
Translation.
Oh, here we go.
I'm a hoe. And I can really show you how to bring in this paper right here. I mean, come on now. You're not going to say that. No respectable woman is going to say, you know, you're laying on your back and you come home with nothing. I'll show you how to get this paper. Because that basically means I do the same thing you do, but I get paid for it. And that means you a hoe. And I don't respect anybody. Well, I respect anybody that can be truthful about their lifestyle. Hey, everybody get it.
Wait, but you can respect Rocky? Because Rocky's doing the same thing.
Which, allegedly.
That's a lot of alleged.
Mm-hmm. Allegedly.
It's a lot of them.
Allegedly.
Right, you're right.
Allegedly. I mean, I don't know what any of these women do.
Rashida
I say it all. I say
too.
It all out in good fun.
Allegedly, I sliced his throat.
I've never met any of these women except Erica Mennett. So I don't. Worked. And Erica Mennett was actually awesome. She was a great person. So I don't know any of the other girls. I just know what I've heard.
First of all, we're not coming at Erica like she a bad person. We just talking about
what we see
and how we feel about the situation.
Right. Oh my God, you took that to
well,
the left
I mean,
field.
We don't I'm know because saying, I mean, between you, some of the viewers, like, damn, like a pinball machine. Can I say?
Maybe
something?
I should have wore that smelly ass hat this week so y'all could all be transformed.
Then she really would have been on this.
I cannot believe
somebody told me my hat was smelly. Like, did you smell that through like the television? Like, I'm so mad.
I'm smelling him right now. He smells so good.
I just farted. Anyway, I'm just so mad they told me I smell. Like,
I don't even know. Anyway, last name to even be good.
So that fight was to me, you know. It wasn't worth it. It didn't give me good television. I just thought it was stupid. We get it. Y'all don't like each other. Don't go to the same parties. Don't show up in the same venues.
Rocky needed to be relevant this episode.
We get a new character on the show, Cisco Rosada.
Rosada.
Rosada at Rock the Mic Studios. He produced Devil for Tahiri. He kind of does a little, some bitch moves. He says, fuck Joe. Excuse my French. Sorry.
We don't know their relationship, though. He could be looking out for her like a bigger brother. Like, why do you still let this
I think he's smashing. That's my opinion. I think they're having sex.
I didn't get that. I don't know. But I don't know. Maybe. Could be.
I kind of got that until he had the conversation with Joe.
Yeah, that's...
I felt like he kind of bitched up when Joe came into the room.
Why? It was, he would have...
Because how do you go from F Joe to, dog, what's going on, man? Like, what's up, bro? Like, no, be real. You said F Joe the last scene.
He should have been like, nah, man, you gotta go.
Nah, dude, you gotta go.
It wasn't the last scene, though. It was edited. And in the moment of her saying, like, oh, he just found out that she showed him the song, and he's probably sitting there like, why are you doing... Well, that's exactly what he said. Why are you doing that? Why are you bringing this music to him? Why do you keep involving him in your life? Joe is not that big of a star. And that, I mean, Tahiri even said that to Joe when he came by the studio.
Well, he said, you know, why'd you show him my record? Hey, I get it. I'm in the music game. I understand. She had a vision. This song was written about Joe. I'm gonna show Joe. Maybe offer him a verse on the track, because it just would go good with the theme of the song. That's why she chose to do that. In her outcome, she looked stupid because Joe said yes, then turned her down. Yes, she did look stupid, and he's probably telling her, look what you did. I told you, don't show anybody. I get that. But don't shit on Joe's life, because that happened. You know what I mean?
How did he shit on his life? What did he say that made him seem like he was hating
F Joe.
So what? I mean, he could have been saying it. Why does that have to be like he really means, like, screw him, that he need? I don't get it.
What is it in New York? Y'all just say stuff that y'all just take back late. I don't get, like, what is... Okay, I don't get that.
Even
if you
when
say
he
F
to
me,
Joe,
that
like,
means you don't like me.
Okay, but was he giving Joe hugs at the video? He wasn't saying anything.
He didn't give him hugs, but he didn't keep it real either. So
what do you want him to say? Oh, the other day I said F you? We just bring that
no,
up.
No, I
want
to be like, I don't F with you, and I don't want you to F with my girl. I don't want you around. I don't want you around here. You need to leave the video set. This is not for you to be here. That's keeping it real. Bottom line.
All right, sure.
Tubby, I mean, is that not the truth?
Oh, no, I'm just...
I'm glad that's the way that you would handle it, but obviously he handled it differently. Doesn't mean that it was a bitch move on him.
If I didn't like somebody, yeah, that's the way I would handle it.
All right.
Who has time to keep it fake?
Oh, like he said, fuck Joe. So, okay, yeah, no, yeah. That makes sense, yeah.
I don't need... You're not supposed to be here. This is not...
But it's also kind
you
of...
You
want
to talk to Tahiri? Do that on your own time, because I'm sure he's paying for that music video, too.
Because who knows if he even knows Joe like that. It's kind of out of place to be talking about that.
The way that they knew each other.
How do we know?
Okay, fine. I mean, maybe
Tahiri,
we don't know. Maybe
anyways,
we don't know.
Tahiri read him for filth, and she said what she needed, and hopefully she goes with it and doesn't go...
Can I get an applause, please? Coonery of the week. The coonery of the week. Actually, coonery of the month. Wasn't it Black History Month last week? I mean, last month?
Yes. Right.
Coonery of the year, actually. Consequence. And this stupid-ass song. And I'm sorry. Y'all know this is the dumbest concept for a song ever. Light skin is the right skin. So you, and your white friend. Like, who the hell came up with this rhyme?
Okay, are we all really upset with that?
I'm upset with it.
Skin is the right skin, so
you and your white friend.
Thank you.
What's wrong with that?
Thank you.
What?
Okay, yes, it's
what's wrong with that?
It's ignorant.
First of all, it teaches kids the wrong message.
Oh,
light skin is the right skin?
Really? That is out of
here
all
we go again. What color?
I'm just saying, out of all the music that you listen to, that one line. Out of all the music you listen to, Jay-Z and Kanye West damn named a song in Paris. That we're promoting that word. Like, come on, everyone does it. Kanye West, the workout plan. He talked about skin colors.
You're still not getting what I'm saying.
What? Who cares? It's Consequence. Like, who's really checking at me? What kids are looking up to Consequence?
Well, first of all, it's the wackest rap line of ever. Like, why? That makes no sense. Like, okay. Second of all, you know you're speaking to an audience that predominantly is dark skin.
Why would you say?
I can't tell you who his audience was.
It could be non-existent. Right. They might be ghosts. I'm sorry. I just feel like that's not.
But
it's
I don't
not
get
cool.
it. So he said, "Light skin is the right skin." So you,
and your
white
friend.
Maybe it's the right skin for him. Maybe
if she don't get it, then obviously the line needs to just be canned.
Because the you could have been different color skins too.
Could be. Actually, there you
and
go.
And your white friend.
Could be. Right.
That's you know,
been pointing all
my
the chocolate sisters in
is
there.
The right skin.
And then be like, you know what? The white girl can come too.
You know what? And a white girl can come too. That's how I say it. But
I mean, if you want to even go that deep, I'm way over here. I don't even care.
Well, you know, Rocky said it best. And I definitely agree with Rocky. She said music is subjective. But it does sound a bit much coming from a brother, and it really does. I'm sorry, I was rarely disturbed by it.
So she
disturbed.
It's disturbed.
Right. Disturbed. Sure. Disturbed.
That is a big word.
So his intent is.
I apologize
stir
if you think disturbed
right?
is a big word.
That's what he said. Yeah. That's the whole point. Mm-hmm. So that's why he wrote it. Okay.
For controversy.
And he's for controversy.
L'Oreal on the track, okay. right?
Oh, this is to
but
go
think about
Rocky?
It. If it was his song and you want to stir up some controversy, that's fine. You're writing it for somebody else who also happens to be light-skinned. Mm-hmm. It's not coming from a dark brother that would be like, oh, cool, man, you know? It's coming from a light-skinned female who's going to portray that image to young women and young men. It just didn't fit.
Yeah,
with
well,
her
I
concept
mean,
of
and there
of
goes
an artist.
Maybe for her, you know, she's just like light skin is the right skin, you know, like light skin.
I mean, you know what? I'll
bitch,
give you
a come with a song called "Light Skin is the Right Skin" and see how much people backlash on you. It's not gonna happen.
I would never do that.
It's not gonna happen.
I mean, I would never do that.
That puzzle piece doesn't fit with the whole puzzle.
Okay.
Well, first of all, why are you complaining? When bitch, if you complain so much, write the damn song yourself.
There's dead air on that.
Right, because
we don't want L'Oreal to write no damn songs at all, actually.
Well, why? You just sat here and said that was the wackest line you've ever
that
heard.
That is the wackest line I've ever heard.
And it consequence
whack.
Wrote it.
It's whack.
L'Oreal didn't even write it.
And like it was whack. Man. So consequence, step your rap game up.
You
step your bars up.
See, it's thank already you. Catchy. We're gonna be singing that at AfterBuzz next week.
Here at AfterBuzz, we promote ignorance.
Oh, no, we don't.
Right. You just get
so
into
rude.
It too deep.
You are getting too passionate
you're
about
giving,
this one
I mean,
line.
First of all, you be really thinking like Consequence, L'Oreal. I'm here. I'm going to get on this one. L'Oreal just has this huge following that the kids are just listening to L'Oreal in New York. Like,
she's
yes.
like, I just don't know if I want.
Don't put words in my mouth. I don't think. And I don't pretend to think or know. I'm saying Consequence, first of all, I'm not going to say legendary, but he's putting his work in the hip-hop industry.
Yeah, I will give him that.
Okay, cheers to that.
Okay.
And then got the door shut on his face.
It happens.
Mm-hmm.
It happens to the best of us. So,
I have nothing wrong to say about his lyrics. I'm fine with the lyrics because it's not like I never heard it in a rap song before. I've heard many rappers talk about women and degrade them.
Yeah, and this is just saying light skin.
Degrade. Not the great.
Oh, well, let's not get into some of the other things that have been said on today's show. But anyways. Yeah, I love them strippers. Yeah, I love them strippers.
Oh, we need to come for these people. What's next?
I see the white comments are getting kind of heated here.
Oh,
but that's why I brought it up.
That's everyday basis for me. I've been getting caught all types of sort of things.
And you ain't even white.
And I ain't even white, so.
Tahiri says, I guess Rocky has the brain cells of a peanut. She just seems really angry. She's bitter, jealous, and angry. It's in her nature. Do we really feel Rocky is bitter, jealous, and angry?
Mm-hmm. I feel like she's
why?
Holding, I don't know. I couldn't tell you why.
And she just is regretting a lot of stuff that she's done. That's how I feel. She just, oh, shit.
I feel like it's just something deep inside that she needs to
get some
look
counseling
into.
For or something.
Where are you at with that? What do you think?
I don't care.
Rashida goes on to say, she can't beat us. I don't know why she just doesn't play nice and join us. Well, not everybody wants to join the host role. Hitting the track is hard every day on heels. So,
well, maybe she just wants to be the standalone hoe.
Hmm? Oh, standalone hoes.
Because she's doing the host role.
I feel like this is an infomercial. It's the host role and the standalone hoe.
Some of the language in this show is just so crazy, and I'd be picking it up on it. That's how I'd be watching this show, and people be hating on me for it. I'm sorry, but after Tahiri says Rocky's just a hater and it's in her nature, Rocky says, "Oh no, Rashida, was it Rashida?" Tahiri says to Rashida, "Joe wouldn't have a threesome with me," and then Rashida's like, "I knew it. I seen it. I seen it.
I seen it. It. I
seen Bitch, it. This ain't Django Unchained. What the hell wrong with you? I seen it."
I can't. I was on Instagram. Someone said, "Don't. Oh no, you. You can't ask me a question. I don't speak Walmart."
No, you can't ask me a question. I don't speak Walmart.
All right, so she's seen it at Walmart too.
Mm-hmm. Before we get into anything else though, I want to get into iTunes.
Sorry.
You know,
I always
just wanna
be forgetting.
No, it's okay. Go onto iTunes, rate us, comment,
download, rate, download, subscribe.
You know you want to put us in that top 10, y'all. Love us and hate us, you know what I'm saying? Go in there and do the thing.
Comment. We love y'all.
Rate us.
And we even love our YouTube viewers. We don't forget about y'all. We are running a bit late. Let's wrap it up. Erica Mena. Basically, oh, I'm sorry. Wait, Tahiri and this devil video shoot.
Them eyelashes. You know what though?
That guy was not looking like a devil. They should have used someone like.
I'm not gonna lie. Whatever you want to do your damn video, but I thought the song was worse than it actually is. The song ain't good, but from what the clip that they were showing us weeks ago. At least they let it play a little longer, so I was like, "All right, at least it can be cute on World Star. It'll be a World
I didn't like video. The video. I mean, I didn't. I what I saw.
I mean,
I didn't
props,
like the song.
Props to her that she's getting like probably like a good quality video. You know what I'm saying?
What do we That's think of Joe's peace offering?
Bye.
Bye.
I feel like he I,
like really
he talks down to women.
I know. I really hope she like really puts him out of his life. Mm-hmm. Her life.
She won't. She
so
will.
Annoying.
Well, I hope so.
We get Rocky and Consequence. They go and talk about this white comment.
Oh God.
I think Consequence handled it wrong. He's like, "Well, when you live this life, you could say the ish that I say." And I'm like, "Dude, bring your high horse down." Kanye West already kicked you to the course.
The life that I live, you can say the ish
that I say.
That I say.
Yeah.
And what is the life that he lives?
Oh, you think?
I have no damn clue.
Okay.
I don't think he knows either.
It's obviously one that he's trying to follow the Muslim religion.
Mm-hmm. Well, how about he fix his life at home with his wife?
Your girlfriend. Oh.
Girlfriend, because they're not married.
Well, with his baby mama, the mother of his child.
And another thing. Well, no, I'm not even. I'll piss a lot of people off if I say this. But
say it. Why would you not say that? I want to know.
I just grew up in a household where you get married and then you have a baby.
Well,
I don't know. Maybe that's a little old school, but I mean.
This is the new century. I don't know what it is, but people just popping out kids like it ain't nothing. So, I mean, I'd love that to happen too, and that's my plan. You know what I'm saying?
But, we need some damn population control.
Some kids.
Population control, where you at?
Wait, no.
Y'all need to get on this damn show.
Wait, what about Consequences line? I'm VIP, dog. I don't change lines for nobody. You're VIP where? Where do you get VIP at?
I mean, maybe in New York.
Yeah,
you almost threw Legendary out, so I mean, in New York, he probably.
But I corrected myself. So almost was the key word.
But the fact that
almost.
Was even
but
a
we
word.
We get VIP in a lot of right. things, and we, yeah.
So I'm sure he, in New York, he probably.
Don't try to downplay us over here.
I'm not downplaying. I said we get VIP too.
Right, Mr.
Trying to have me
you
act Natalie
like
Nunn in this mug.
No, first of all, no.
But come on,
tell you who
not
run out
even
late.
Close.
He probably does get VIP. He probably ain't traveling all over the world, but
right,
in New York,
but
he probably
gets VIP.
Definitely the weirdest part of the show today was Olivia re-recording Erica Mena's song. Very strange. And then Erica Mena walking in on the song.
Oh, and her, when she was yelling, that was so funny. Her hair was like, she's like, I'm not
going
to
No, her
do
hair
it.
Was in that little ponytail. Girl. Okay, if you need anything, you need a hairstylist, girl, because that scrunchie with those curls were not the business, okay?
It's better than a Jenny on the corner look.
Well, you know, Rich actually stepped it up. He said, you know, you're not doing me any favors, sweetheart. I'm doing you the favor. I paid for the beat. I paid for the video. I mean, I paid for everything else. What, like, you're not doing me favors. I'm doing you the favor. Which, by the way, let's keep it real, since this is Keep It Real Mondays. The beat could have been like $185. So it's not, you know, it probably wasn't that expensive.
No, but still.
But he still paid for it, nonetheless.
But one thing that she did say that I was
kind of like, girl, you ain't listening to yourself. She said, how dare you take something that you knew I wanted? I would never take something that I knew you wanted and take it away from you.
Well, first of all, you don't have nothing that he wants that you can take away.
He wanted
the nanny?
The nanny.
And she gave that up. So what?
He wanted a relationship out of it. And she was like, basically, when he said, you know, do you want to do the music?
And she took money away from him, too. He took money from her. Yeah. Took that money, that 15-10% he needed.
I just felt like we were in a bad B-movie because she came out talking about, I'm going to get me a song, and I'm going to be on the radio with or without you. And I was like, girl, how many times did you read that line today before you actually went in there and read the script?
You've never heard that line before?
I've heard that line.
That's from Hustle and Flow. No, I'm just kidding.
I've heard that line plenty of times with musicians that can't make it. It was just so horrible, and the tears were so fake.
You did this to me, and now I know how.
Let's get into a quick predictions, real quick,
girl.
She's always blaming someone and never taking full responsibility.
Just own up,
right?
That poor child.
Next week, I predict.
The show's over
because I saw the preview and it just looked so dead next week. Which is really sad.
But we'll make it live.
But we'll definitely make it live. But I do have some insight from talking with Erica Bennett's people. The end of the season is going to be a blowout.
Of course.
And it's
going to
end. It's. No, well, this is straight from Erica Bennett's mouth.
A lot of things have been straight.
Right. She was supposed to come in last week. But she says it's going to end really crazy. So I'm actually really excited to see how it's going to end.
This is the last episode.
Well, you know
next
it's about
week,
to end
right?
crazy. Have we watched the people that we've been watching? She's about to blow
My
off.
Thing is this. Before we leave, I know y'all can be getting mad at how we speak about some of these people. But, like, really? And I know most of you guys feel us. But for the ones that, the strangers, that the sheep out in the damn field, like, y'all, come on. These
for
people
real.
Are crazy. This is, like, the weirdest cast ever. Like, Joe Budden's Tahiri, like, they're really stretching
and
with
they're
stuff.
Really random.
Like, Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, I thought was going to be crazy, but they pulled a cast that it worked well.
Was
Love & Hip Hop New York originally had that. This they need to switch this up.
They do.
You know, but I think most people forget that we are also here for entertainment. So, like Joe Budden, Tahiri, we are also here to entertain you. And a lot of the stuff we say is off the wall, like Michael Jackson's back. But to be honest, it's just to get a laugh and get a rise. We are just here to have fun.
We're trying to give some entertainment after watching this damn show.
Right?
Exactly.
And there you have it.
And next week, I'm going to have that stinky-ass hat back on. Be prepared.
It's in the washes now. So
I'm going to have some stinky-ass boxers on, too.
We're watching it right now.
This has been a presentation After Buzz TV, Love and Hip Hop Season, Season 3. Episode 9.
I just want to, like, throw my glasses.
I felt like this season should be called The Host Role. I title it The Host Role.
I mean, it
role,
is.
So.
Pimps and Hoes. That's what it should be called.
Pimps and Hoes. Pimps and Hoes and ATs.
Hey.
We want y'all to tune in next week. We love all the fans. Peace.
Thank you.
Oh.
Oh, sorry.
You find us at AfterBuzz TV on Instagram, Facebook.
We're so into this. Find us on AfterBuzzTV.com, Twitter, Facebook, AfterBuzzTV. You can find me on Twitter, Mikey3000. What?
And you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, excuse my voice, and Facebook at Sensei_DRC. That's SINSE _DRC.
That is a long
Mikey
ass
Watch
name.
3000. Get your life.
You can follow me at DJ Jesse J. But also, guys, hold up. Y'all going off, and this is y'all's thing. Nicolette's going to be releasing her new music video on March 22nd. So if you want to hang out with some After Buzzers.
And some others.
Started the music. Some After Buzzers and all of us get down, cracking. I'm going to be DJing. Where is it?
It's at the Confidential in Beverly Hills, 8 to 11 on Friday, March 22nd. I'd love to see you guys there. And Mikey is going to be performing. I will be performing. And he will be DJing. DJ Justin.
And we've been in the studio hard.
And I'll just
hard.
Be there being cute.
Right.
Where can they tweet you if they want to see you be cute?
Ashita Andre. At Ashita Andre.
All right.
Yes, on Twitter.
And there you have it.
And
March
this girl's
22nd.
Been working very hard in the studio.
Peace.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network.
To watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.